I'm kind of amazed that there's been so much backlash online from the Irish public about Taoiseach Micheál Martin's recent casual announcement that the lockdown would be extended another 9 weeks to May. Why are people all that surprised by this, given that Tánaiste Leo Varadkar hinted a few weeks ago at the prospect of the summer holidays and even Christmas travel being written off this year?
It does kind of speak to what I said yesterday, that if we were to go down that route, you wouldn't really be able to safely say that you're going to reopen your country until even beyond everyone's vaccinated, because we'd have to know that the vaccinations confer herd immunity. We'd have to probably get through another winter, another Christmas. Maybe it'll come to that anyway. You know, maybe it will be the case that international travel is not possible this summer and not possible this Christmas. But I don't think I certainly don't want to close off that possibility today, but maybe we'll have to.
And when he discussed the possibility of a zero COVID strategy, he used the word indefinitely.
If you're serious about elimination and you're serious about COVID being zero, surely it would go on for a couple of years, or maybe indefinitely.
If you know anything about the World Bank's COVID-19 Strategic Preparedness and Response Programme document from April of 2020, you'll know that the expected closing date for the programme is March 31st, 2025. These lockdowns are supposed to go on for quite a while longer. The transition into the new Great Reset economy is supposed to take several more years, and we know that under the Paris Climate Agreement, CO2 emissions are supposed to be reduced by 1.5 degrees year on year until 2030. You see, the COVID scam is a cover for the climate change scam. That's what lockdowns are for, to reduce human movement and to lower CO2. Add to that what we learned from the Rockefeller document of 2010, Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. On page 18, one of the scenario narratives was lockstep. A world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. And it was about a pandemic and bringing about a world of significant government overreach. You'll know that lockdown tyranny and restrictions on human movement are supposed to continue for a very long time. Life under the Agenda 21 is supposed to be heavily controlled and restricted. The term new normal doesn't suggest a temporary situation. They didn't call it the new temporary. Normal suggests permanence. And we've had the likes of Professor Sam McConkie say that the pandemic could go on for 3 to 5 years. Here's a story from the UK. Professor Sir Ian Boyd: Britain could be trapped in lockdown cycles for years in fight with COVID variants. Bill Gates has talked about lockdowns until 2022. Only yesterday, Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization said, "Dates don't drive anything." World Health Organization's Mike Ryan urges Irish public not to focus on when country could reopen. Yeah, forget about getting your freedoms back anytime soon. Also, face masks are clearly here to stay. As Tracy O'Mahony has pointed out on Twitter, so it seems government have finally accepted they cannot do everything by statutory instrument and are now trying to pass Health Amendment Bill 2021, which addresses quarantine, testing, passenger locator forms, and requirement for proof of reasonable excuse. It may be the case that a judge will require a medical certificate if this legislation is passed. The point is to make sure that even those who should not be wearing masks end up wearing masks. This is about forcing compliance upon the entire populace. It's pure Satanism. There is no tolerance for those people who disobey. They're demanding conformity now, and the gloves are clearly off. The World Economic Forum, which is the institution driving the New World Order agenda, is now talking about smart masks. Keep in mind, the World Economic Forum is where our governments are taking their orders from. And we didn't elect the World Economic Forum, did we? This is so unbelievably disturbing. Masks were never supposed to go away. This is part of the transhumanist agenda. They must believe that humanity is in need of a prosthesis in order to be upgraded from what they feel is a festering bag of disgusting diseases to being post-human, partially modified by technology. Initially, that technology is on the outside of the body, but eventually, it will be within. As World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab explains,
it's not just the digital technology. Just think of genetics, think of brain research and so on. And the power of the fourth industrial revolution comes from the combination of all those technologies. Actually, I was saying it's at the end what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
And whose fault is that? The people who mandated the masks. Again, problem, reaction, solution. Of course, the planet could breathe a lot easier if human beings were no longer treated like slaves and were able to live like human beings again. No longer muzzled. We're in very serious trouble here, I won't lie. Can you sense the level of evil going on around you? Can you sense the evil? Most people are too propagandized to even care or understand what's actually happening, let alone fight back against it. Face masks, social distancing, isolation, lockdowns, regular jabs, restrictions on movement, no public gatherings. None of it was ever meant to go away. Plans are being made across the world to rebuild society in an entirely new way, and to transform every aspect of humanity. The end of democracy, the end of freedom, and the beginning of technocracy. This plandemic is the means by which they have achieved this. All of those people who thought masks, social distancing, lockdowns, etc., all of those people who thought those things were temporary are soon going to realize they were sorely mistaken. Your enslavement was never supposed to end, and the plandemic has enabled the globalists to introduce your enslavement. The government is not your friend. You thought things would go back to normal? Well, how much change are you willing to accept? We're not talking about cosmetic changes to our society and our lives here. We're talking about permanent loss of freedom. Freedom, that thing that makes life worth living, you know? And before any coward says to me something like, "But you need a passport to go abroad, don't you? You need a driver's license to drive a car, don't you? So what's your problem with having to use a health passport app on your phone with your vaccine status in order to walk into a shop or get on public transport?" Well, because that is very different. That situation is coercing people into surrendering their bodily autonomy in order to be granted what is effectively a permission slip to move around in society. Our freedoms are not contingent on government permission. We do not ask the government for permission to be free. Our freedoms are inalienable, and the government has no right to take them from us. They never did. This glorified permission slip to buy food and interact in society, otherwise you'll be discriminated against, marginalized, ostracized, and left to die. That's what it is. Okay, you're being held at needlepoint. You're being held hostage. It's comply to the needle or else. This is medical martial law. Basically, the so-called health experts, the government, the media, they will claim every so often that there's a new viral strain on the loose. They're already doing it. It's time to update your health passport with a brand new jab. So on a regular basis, you'll have to be injected by a booster shot, or otherwise, your health passport will expire, just like your car's annual roadworthiness test. It's like the National Car Test in Ireland or the MOT in Britain. Your car has to pass the test in order to be allowed on the road. Likewise, human beings are to be treated like machines that won't be permitted to live freely unless they submit to being injected periodically by who knows what. Failure to update your health passport app with confirmation that you've received the new jab, and you'll be back in quarantine again. Basically, Bill Gates has taken the antivirus software model from the personal computer and wants to apply it to human beings. He wants to apply it to you. The vaccines are like antivirus software updates. Anyway, it's not like the public haven't been given plenty of notice that they're expected to endure lockdowns for a very long time. Why then would Irish people suddenly be outraged? Maybe because they just want to be at this stage. They're fed up. I can't blame them. I've noticed a peculiar phenomenon, a cognitive dissonance amongst the public. When you point out that world leaders and experts are publicly saying that lockdowns will go on for years, and you remind them of how the goalposts and promises of freedom have been moved numerous times over the past 11 months, their eyes glaze over. They make excuses for it. They don't want to think too far ahead. They try to manufacture some hope that this will end soon. On one level, they know there's no sign of this ending, no indication from the powers that be, the powers that shouldn't be, that this will end soon and that they're going to be released from their imprisonment. On another level, they cling to some hope that their jailers will suddenly develop a conscience and humanity and show them mercy, releasing them from bondage out of the goodness of their hearts. There's also another unfortunate aspect to this. Irish people may have hoped that they would receive some temporary reprieve from lockdown during the spring and summer. A few weeks of outside time for the inmates for good behaviour before being put back into lockdown in the winter again. If this is what Irish people have been hoping for, then it may indicate that they've been broken and retrained like dogs in a Pavlovian fashion. My hope is that the Irish are now reaching a stage of total lockdown fatigue, and that they're beginning to show some initial signs of resistance, although it's certainly taken them long enough. I suspect that people will reluctantly begin to adapt once again to this situation and muddle through the next few weeks. But this anger and frustration is possibly the beginning of something positive, maybe, I hope. Perhaps it will take a few more of these episodes in order to truly reach non-compliance and mass civil disobedience. It starts with the face mask. It starts by refusing to comply with it. It starts by reopening your shop. It starts by not fearing the consequences. But believe me, given the world these psychopaths have planned, there are a lot worse things to fear if you do nothing. Suicide and depression rates are already through the roof. Businesses are going under. Communities are ruined. Children are facing a bleak future. Our elderly people are being euthanized in care homes and left to die alone. Why are you accepting this? I mean, what have you got to lose at this point? Your freedoms, your lives are not coming back because you want them back. They'll come back if you stand up and take them back. But we've got to do this united together. Look, I get it. You wore the mask. You had the best of intentions. You hand sanitized into oblivion. You shut down your business. You lost your job. You kept within 5 kilometers of your home. You stood on the ridiculous social distancing circles and you followed the arrows. You did what you were told. You listened and believed the nightly Neffet propaganda figures and scaremongering in the media. You didn't realize the numbers were being fudged. You didn't pay attention to the thousands of doctors and scientists speaking out across the world and calling this a scam, whose voices were silenced by the mainstream and who were maligned and ridiculed as crazy conspiracy theorists. Look, you were fooled. So was I. I was fooled back in February and March of 2020. But I woke up. It's just taking you a little bit longer. This is a scam. It's embarrassing to admit you were scammed. Nobody likes to admit that. You didn't see the truth. I get that. But you know what? It's better that you suffer the small degree of embarrassment now than what lies ahead. It's okay to say you were wrong. You're a victim of the biggest scam in history. Okay, you have every right to feel angry and to want justice. The propaganda was highly sophisticated. There's no shame in admitting that you were a victim of it. It's not too late to change your mind. You were fooled. Big deal. Get over it. And let's start peaceful non-compliance today. I want to conclude by saying a few things. Firstly, my YouTube channel probably won't be around for very much longer. This might be one of my last videos that I do on it. The channel was already shut down once before. So please subscribe to me on alternative platforms linked below. Also, the YouTube channels of Millennial Woes and Way of the World have recently been removed. Follow both of those channels on BitChute. And I just want to say that I have recently made a video on BitChute, Odyssey, GabTV, and Minds.com. It's called Musings from Dystopia, and it's a collection of three essays that I've written recently, so I hope that you'll check that out. Thank you very much for watching. Please spread this video far and wide. When it inevitably gets removed from YouTube, please find the BitChute, Odyssey, GabTV, or Minds version of it and share that wherever you can. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.